Hi, I'm Ana Rita.
And I'm Tiago.
And we are from Engenharia Radio.
We're looking for interesting foreigners to talk about their hometown and their exchange period in Porto.
So, if you are listening to this,
bem-vindo! If you want to be on our radio show,
send us a message to welcome@engenhariaradio.pt.
See you soon!
So, here we are again in Bem-vindo. Today we are with Denise Martins. Denise, where do you come from?
Hi, Sara. Rita. I come from Cabo Verde, São Vicente, and the city is called Mindelo.
How long are you in Porto?
I've lived in Porto for about five, six years. I came here in 2008 for masters, and it goes.
It's still going, right?
Yes, it's still going.
So, and what do you think is the most different thing about living here?
The weather. The weather. Oh my god.
Cold.
It's cold. It's so rainy.
Yeah.
Oh, in Cape Verde, it's summer the whole year. And here, no. You have summer for 3 months and then you have winter. It's horrible.
And it's also difficult to you now to be with this weather, or you are feeling different?
I'm used to it now.
And what about what you eat here?
Pretty much the same thing I used to eat in Cape Verde. But I don't eat cachupa, because cachupa is a plate, uh-huh, typical from Cape Verde, and I don't know how to cook it, so eat it.
It's hard to find restaurants that make, because there's the community of people from Cape Verde in Portugal is
it's
respectable,
big.
It's quite big, so yes. You find it hard to find typical...
Well, here in Porto, I don't know any places, but in Lisboa, I know some, and I go sometimes. But here in Porto, no.
Yeah.
And what about typical food? What you have to say about the typical food from your city?
Yeah, what's cachupa?
Cachupa.
Cachupa, sorry.
It's cachupa. It's made of corn, mm-hmm, and lots of meat and vegetables, but I don't know how to cook it, so I can't explain.
It's okay. And there are any typical drink?
Yes, poncha. I think here you call it poncha.
Yeah, I think so.
It's similar to the Iceland.
Yeah, maybe it's...
Yes. And aguardente. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In Cape Verde, it's called grog.
Grog.
Yes,
like the pirates say, right?
Yes. But it's typical aguardente.
And about the language, you think it's different? You feel it's difficult for you, the differences in the language?
Well, no. It was easy, because Portuguese is the official language of Cape Verde. So we speak Portuguese at school. You learn Portuguese, you hear Portuguese on the TV. So it was quite easy, I think. It would be difficult if I study at London or Paris or anywhere else, but here it's quite easy.
But every place has its own words, its own expressions.
Yes.
Do you feel like, we had a Brazilian in the last program, and he told us about some strange accidents he had with some words. Do you have any kind of incident that you might have mistaken?
Let me think. I think the last one was gaita.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
because in Cape Verde, gaita, it's an instrument.
Here too, but...
it's like harmonica.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
but I was talking to some friend, a guy to this, a guy to that, and they, what?
Yeah, it has, yeah, the original meaning is the same, but here it got another meaning, additional meaning, that sometimes can make people uncomfortable.
The hard way.
Yeah.
And now we are talking about music. You can introduce the first song that you have to us.
Yes, the first song is from Cesária Évora, our diva. It's called Saudade.
Okay, so we will listen.
Esse caminho passou também. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Nicolau. Saudade, 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 disse minha terra, San Nicolau. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Nicolau. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Nicolau. Se vou escrever, muito a escrever. Se vou esquecer, muito a esquecer. Até dia que vou voltar. Se vou escrever, muito a escrever. Se vou esquecer, muito a esquecer. Até dia que vou voltar. Saudade, saudade, saudade. Minha terra, San Nicolau. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Nicolau. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Nicolau. Saudade.
So we're back here with Denise.
Yes.
So you were obviously born in Cabo Verde. You were born in the city of Praia.
Yes, yes.
Which is the capital, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
And then you had to move to Mindelo.
Exactly.
Do you want to talk about how is it growing?
Yes, why not?
And living in Cabo Verde like that.
Okay. My mom is from Praia. And my dad is from Mindelo. So they got married at Praia, and I was born there, but I had to move to Lindelo with 4 months old. So I don't have any memories of living at Praia, but I used to go there every summer because my grandparents live there. And it was funny because my cousins are all there. A lot of children playing around.
And what is different about Praia and Mindelo? Are there similarities,
yes,
or really, yes, big differences?
The people. Yes, because at Mindelo we are much, much calm. It's all good, it's all peaceful. But at Praia, no, the people are more excited or more nervous. It's like the difference between Porto and Lisboa.
Okay, so we would be Praia?
No, I would
be... We are calmer than the people in Lisbon?
Let me see. At Porto, the people here are more nervous, I think. And at Lisboa, the people are more calm. But, yes, India would be Lisboa and Praia would be Porto.
And what is your relation with the water? Because it's you live really near to the ocean. It's important to you.
Excuse me.
About the water, your relation in the.
Yeah, because you always lived surrounded by water in Cabo Verde, and now you move to a country which is also surrounded by water. Do you find it an important element in your life, or it's just a coincidence?
I think it's just a coincidence, but if you ask me about the beach itself, I love it. If I could go to the beach every day, I would, but here, you know, it's impossible.
Yeah, you must find it really hard to go to the beach.
It's hard.
And for us, it's all we have. For you, it's like, you know.
Yes, if I told you my horrible experience at first time, I went to Matosinhos Beach.
Oh, yes.
In my second year here. Oh my God, it was horrible. The weather was so cold. You know what? I want to go home.
Well, I know. I know the feeling. We all do.
But in Cape Verde, I told you, the weather, it's always hot. So the water, it's always cool. So you can go to the beach the whole year. And it was one time I went to the beach at the December the 31st, and I was, oh, the weather is so cool. I don't want to go home. I didn't want to go dress up to go to the party. I would rather be at the water, at the beach the whole day.
But I know some people that spent Christmas abroad and in tropical places that also have sun in December, and so their Christmas is more sunny.
Yes.
But you lived both of them, right? You lived the Christmas here, or do you always spend Christmas?
No, I always spend Christmas here.
Here, really?
Yes.
So apart from the family, because it must be really hard to spend it apart from the family, of course. What summer do you prefer? Don't you think, sometimes I feel like we should have snow, like it should be even more hardcore, it should be even more cold to be true Christmas, but what do you feel about Christmas, and the sunny one and the colder one?
Let me see. I think I prefer the sunny one because I'm used to it, I was born in it. But I think it would be funny to have some snow once in a while, but only one.
And what you eat in the Christmas in Cabo Verde?
Pretty much the same thing. Bacalhau, turkey, that stuff.
And one day you talk with me about the fish and about the difference in the fish from Cabo Verde. Can you explain it?
Yeah, I'll try. Let me see. Here, the fish, I think you find it from aquarium.
Yeah, maybe they are grown some.
Yes.
Some are.
For example, you go to Pingulos, you buy fish from aquarium.
Yeah, surely. Yeah.
So I go to Pingulos because I don't have a fish store.
Fish market.
Yes. Exato, a fish market nearby. And I think the fish from the aquarium are not salty enough, don't have the flavor. I'm used to it in Cape Verde. The fish there are directly caught from the ocean. And it's so yummy, so salty. I like it and I really enjoy cooking it and eating it. Here, no. I have to spend more time seasoning the fish so it could have more flavor.
It's what it is. And what really changed in your routine since you came here?
Let me see. Oh, in Cape Verde, I used to go to school in the morning and in the afternoon. And at lunchtime, I would go home. But right before lunch, I would go to the beach. Half an hour at the beach, swimming. And here, I can't do that. I can't. And it hurts.
We can see that.
So maybe it's a good time to talk about another song.
Okay.
Second one.
The second one is from Hilda Lobo and it's called Não Queria Ser Poeta.
Okay, we'll listen.
مرنگی مرنگ دیدی کات تانت مرنگ بوده میرسه سبله زده پرزه اینش بیرسن از با بله زده مشکون بلوریزون این فیتات کنگم بردی سال با اومر بیرش مود بینچ تکات سنمونو دی مرنگی مرنگ دیدی کات Tant marnak bota merecer Beleza pra trazer inspiração Esbo beleza que mais com belo horizonte Enfeitado com bom pôr de sol Ou arco-íris muito bem destacado Anijan queria ser poeta Pampa ser um mar de poesia Pam comparar Esbo beleza do natureza Faz-se nem mar, nem lua cheia Nem sol brilhante, nem noite serena Está a comparar o formosura de bo corpo A minha cria ser poeta Pampa seu mar de poesia Pampa comparar Esbo beleza do natureza Parce nem mar, nem lua cheia Nem sol brilhante, nem noite serena Está a comparar o formosura de botorro Pombinha mansa de olhos meigos sem maldade Bom corpo formoso, mas sem vaidade Dar-me que esboço sorriso inocente Sorriso doce Pra desperta alguém ambição Mesmo forte gosto de humilhação Querer conquistar meu coração Pombinha mansa de olhos meigos sem maldade Bom corpo formoso mas sem vaidade Karma que esse meu sorriso inocente Sorriso doce pra desperta alguém ambição Mesmo que for posto de humilhação Querer conquistar meu coração A minha cria ser poeta Vamos passar o mar de poesia Vamos comparar Esbo beleza com natureza Parce nem mar, nem lua cheia Nem sol brilhante, nem noite serena Está a comparar O formosura de vivo por ti. A minha cria ser poeta, vamos fazer um mar de poesia, vamos comparar que esboveleza com natureza. Parece nem mar, nem lua cheia, nem sol brilhante, nem noite serena. Está comparado com a formosura de meu corpo. Está comparado com a formosura de meu corpo. Com minha mansa de olhos meigos, sem maldade, meu corpo formoso, mas sem vaidade, tarnadas no sorriso, não sei. Sorriso doce que está desperta alguém ambição, mas corpo vasto de humilhação, quer conquistar meu coração. Com minha mansa de olhos meigos, sem maldade, meu corpo formoso, mas sem vaidade, carma que és meu sorriso e você. Sorriso doce que está desperta alguém ambição, mas por baixo de humilhação, quer conquistar meu coração. A minha cria ser poeta, vão fazer um mar de poesia, vão comparar. Esboveleza com natureza, parece nem mar, nem lua cheia, nem sol brilhante, nem noite serena. Está comparado com a formosura de meu corpo. A minha cria ser poeta, vão fazer um mar de poesia, vamos comparar. Esboveleza.
Engenharia Rádio.
So, Denise, what do you think about the people from Porto?
Well, people here are very nice, and they are quite warm, I think that's the expression. Although they are always, they seem to me sad. No, I don't know if it's because of the weather, that's always grey, so people are always
kind of depressed about something.
Yes, but when you talk to them, you see that, no, that's only your impression.
Yeah. It's something really Portuguese, being sad and happy at the same time. So.
And what about Portuguese music? You like it?
Let me see. I don't like Tony Carreira.
It's not Portuguese music.
That kind of is, unfortunately.
But some music, yes.
Any artist that you want to...
You can say the names and I say yes or no.
No, it's not a good idea. Maybe it will be... So, we can talk about another thing.
Okay.
Because say the names, it's unfair.
But obviously, Cabo Verde is for I wouldn't say small country, of course, but
it's small.
But it's small. And it's amazing how many excellent artists it produces. And people are starting to really take notice African artists, and namely artists from Cabo Verde. I would say that Mayra Andrade is going to be here, and she's really, really good.
Here at the radio?
Not here at the radio, but here in Porto.
We can try.
We can try, actually. It would be really good. It would be really good to have her here in the studio. And I think she would be nice enough to take the invitation. But what do you feel proud for that? For
yes.
Something that you really like? The music in Cape Verde.
Yes. It's sad, though, because the great artists are gone. The best ones, like Cesária Évora, El Lobo, they are gone, and I think they were not valued enough when they were alive. And now that they are gone, the people are saying that they were really, really good. It's like when I want to study, I put the whole discography of Cesária Évora. And it's so calming, so nice to hear. It's basically that.
Let me ask you something. Do you felt that connection kind of grew stronger when you came here? Because when I was studying abroad,
definitely,
I was always
listening
to Portuguese.
Definitely, yes. Because when I was in Cape Verde, I only listened to electronic music, to the music you hear in parties.
Yeah.
But when I came here, I think that because you miss home, you kind of want to listen to those music in specific.
Yeah, I felt the same.
And it's a nice feeling, but I think I should have felt it back in Cape Verde.
And you feel that in Cape Verde, people have a different relation with dance, like...
Yes.
We don't dance that much, right?
Yes. Let me see. In Cape Verde, I think we feel... Not only in Cape Verde, but in Africa in general, we feel the music. We don't care about choreographies. We don't care about that. And we feel the music. We move with the sound. I can't explain. But here you go to the disco, you see people with two fingers up. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I understand.
Or you see people... doing choreographies that they do in video clips, and okay, it can be fun, but it's not original.
We are very conservative. We are always thinking what will people think about what we are doing in clubs.
I guess in
Africa, also in South America, they are like, screw it.
Yes,
I just want to dance. This rhythm is too and it's something because everyone is doing it. Everyone feels good doing it. Here, because no one is doing it, everyone's like, I don't know if I should, what will people think?
Exactly. And, when I go to Film Café, it's like, yes, that's my jam! And I start dancing, and I notice that people don't start dancing until they are drunk.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's true.
I don't understand.
It's really
it's
expensive.
Okay.
It's more expensive.
Yeah, it's really expensive, and then you won't remember, you have hangover. Yeah. Generally, people do that because then they will have an excuse. Like, oh, I was so drunk. I was dancing in the bar all night. But they knew they weren't, right? They knew.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And what do you really like in Porto?
I like I like something, but I don't know what. Let me see.
Well, the weather and the beaches are off the table.
Yes, but the weather is nice to be at home, cozy, to watch a movie.
I think all the weathers are nice to be at home, maybe.
Would you say that the access to culture here is better than where you come from?
Yes. You have concerts, you have cinemas, and at Mindelo we don't have a cinema, a movie theater. It's closed now.
That's so bad.
That's really bad. And here I can go to the cinema every week. I don't go more because I don't have the money.
No one has.
But if I could, I would. But that's something I really like about being here. I can go to shopping and spend when I have it. I can go to to concerts, I can go to see movies, and it's nice. It's something that I don't have there at Cabo Verde.
So now we can talk about another song. Yes. You can introduce it.
Yes, maybe this one is known. It's from Tito Paris, and it's called Dança Mami Criola.
Okay.
Mais uma vez para confirmar. Aquele aplauso. Sabura na Cabo Verde, sim senhor. Então essa é mais uma vez para confirmar, só é? Sabura ela! Está muito fraco, agora está mais fraco. Olha a miséria.
Dança mami criola, aí tu não é mim. Pensa na maçã, sabe, colanteira. Dança mami criola, quando não é mim. Pensa na maçã, sabe, colanteira. Sabura ela na luz terra, Cabo Verde. Pra não te sentir na minha tradição.
Samba!
Não tá sentindo a mesma tensão. Chega na minha boca tão forte que pra me sentir calor de bomburinha, oh calor. Chega na minha boca tão forte que pra me sentir calor de bomburinha, oh calor. Sabura ela na nossa terra, Cabo Verde. Não tá sentindo a mesma tensão. Não tá sentindo a mesma
Saúde! uma vez para convidar.
Engenharia Rádio.
Ficou mal, ficou mal. Boca, não vou outra vez.
Eu sei!
Oh. Engenharia Rádio. Ficou uma
mal. Não, apaguei esse. Ah, tem tanto tempo, sabes?
Engenharia Rádio.
Engenharia Rádio.
So, you talk about Lisbon. Have you been in other places in Portugal?
Yes, I have visited Bragança, Braga, Coimbra, Aveiro. And that's all.
And what you think about the places?
Let me see. Bragança is really, really cold. And I went there in November, if I'm not mistaken. And it was already... it's not snow. And it's not water.
It's like icy.
Yes, it's the middle. And let me see. Braga, I went there a few months ago. It's a beautiful city. It's so peaceful, calm, and let me see. It's beautiful.
It has a really good historical center.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And then I went to Coimbra for Queima das Fitas. That
pretty
was
calm
violent.
Too and peaceful.
No, no, that was violent.
What do you feel about Queima das Fitas in here, in Coimbra? All the tradition, with the academic tradition?
Let me see. I'm not against Praxe. But I don't see any meaning of it. I don't know if it's because I'm from another country and we don't have it there. But the whole week without classes, and when you go to Baixa, to the parade, I think it's really, really nice, and it marks a part of your life, and I definitely want to do this year, because I'm in my last year, I'm senior, so I'm definitely going to Aliados and run.
And celebrate it.
Yes.
So you're finally almost over.
Yes. Finally.
Are you planning to work in here in Portugal, or perhaps go
I
back?
I don't know. If I could get a job here, I'd stay. But if don't, I'll go. I have to go.
And have you been in other countries?
Yes. Last year I went to Spain. I visited Barcelona and Madrid. And let me see. A few years ago, I went to France, to Netherlands, and to Belgium, and it's really fun. I like it. I enjoy it.
And you like more the other countries? You feel something special in any of these countries?
Let me see. Yes. For example, I definitely live in Spain. I think it's my face. For example, Barcelona is so comfortable to be there, to walk around the streets. People are so nice. And the weather is
better.
Yes, definitely. But Madrid, it's beautiful. The historic avenues, the places, the castles are amazing. But the weather is kind of strange.
Yeah, because it was built above a swamp. It was like they built it in the middle of,
yes,
literally in the middle of nowhere to be the capital. So the weather is weird. There's
it's
no
from
river,
extremes.
There's no, yeah.
In the summer it's really, really hot, and in winter it's really, really cold. So
yeah.
I definitely not live in Madrid.
So you measure everything by,
yes,
the way, by the weather. I do it with food, so I understand.
Thank you.
And about studying in Porto, you feel it's good to study here?
Yes, I think it's good because it's a calm city. You don't have the rush that you have in Lisbon. For example, when I go to Lisbon, if I spend 2 weeks there, I come to Porto really excited, like if I have drank a cup of coffee this week, a gallon. But here is everything so calm. I walk to school. I don't have to take any bus or the
everything
subway.
Everything is near.
Exactly. Everything is near. And Assusação is nearby. I can go to to Film Café, have a beer or two. And
so you live here? You live near the faculty?
Yes, yes. Next door.
And what about the public transportation in Cabo Verde? There, it's similar to here?
No, it's awful. And I'll explain you why. Because we don't have...
like tickets? Or?
No, you have tickets, but you don't have...
Like a general, like a monthly ticket, like a bus?
You have
of.
That.
Okay, so...
Oh, with, you don't have bus stops.
Oh, okay,
okay.
You don't have bus stops.
That's what I meant. You don't have bus stops. So the bus...
kind of stops somewhere.
Somewhere, you go there, you make a sign. And the driver stops if he's a good person.
Yeah, if he wants.
If he wants. If he doesn't want, he just goes straight ahead. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But you don't need to take
good.
Public transportation because everything is nearby. So you can go by walk, or you can go by bicycle, or by car. Nearly everybody has.
You used to ride a bicycle?
Yes, but I'm afraid of the cars. I'm a coward. Yes, but let me say, the far I went, what, about the kilometer or two, because I'm really, really afraid of the cars.
But here on Cape Verde?
In Cape Verde.
Yeah, here it's difficult to ride a bicycle. A lot of people complain because it's ups and downs.
I've never tried, so...
So would you have, imagine if I was someone that would consider going to Porto for my studies or just for visiting, what advice would you give me? Something to take because I would really need to,
yes,
be careful with this or that.
Yes, some advices. Take a coat and a...
Umbrella,
exactly. And you definitely have to eat a francesinha.
Oh, yes.
And drink a sangria. That's all.
Those are excellent advices.
So, now another song.
This one is from Miri Lobo and it's called Encomenda Terra. Thank you.
não pana a lava de hoje. Como ouvi dizer que ele vende café, ele traz a crocante e bolacha, lata de atum, peixe por cento.
Que pena terra,
homens não pana a lava de hoje. Como ouvi dizer que ele vende café, e trazer crocante e bolacha, lata de atum, peixe por cento.
Que pena terra,
mas todo cuidado na tua palavra, e tá rodeado e tá cuidado. Se louvi dizer que tá mora lá, se louvi dizer que tá por doar.
Que pena terra,
mas o cuidado na tua palavra, de dar rodear, de dar aguentar. Se ele ouvir dizer que tá mora lá, se ele ouvir dizer que tá perdoar.
Que pena terra,
um bruguinho que sai,
um bruguinho que sai,
um putinho que doce,
um putinho que doce,
o resto é mestre de ser. Minha rusga de certeza,
vou poder mandar boca.
Aquele gruguinho que sabe,
sabe, sabe.
Aquele pintinho que doce,
doce, doce.
O resto é mês de dezembro. Minha rusga de certeza,
vou poder mandar boca. Minha rusga de certeza,
homens não vai na lava de hoje. O movido é aquele vento café, e trazer crocante e bolacha, lata de atum, peixe por cento.
Que pena terra,
mas outro cuidado na tua palavra, e dá rodeado e dá aguentar. Se ele ouvir dizer que tá mora lá, se ele ouvir dizer que tá perdoar.
Que pena terra,
um gruguinho que sabe,
um gruguinho que sabe,
um putinho que doce,
um putinho que doce.
O resto é mestre de ser, minha rusga de certeza,
vou poder mandar boca.
Um gruguinho que
sabe, sabe, sabe,
um putinho que doce,
doce, doce.
A minha sala sem falta, nunca tá perdoar hoje.
Pijamba,
mora lá. Um grupinho que sabe,
um grupinho que sabe,
um putinho que
doce,
o resto é mês de dezembro. Minha rusga de certeza,
vou poder mandar boca.
Um grupinho que
sabe, sabe, sabe,
um putinho que doce,
doce, doce.
A missa lá sem falta, nunca tá perdoar hoje.
Pijamba, mora lá.
Um putinho que
doce,
o resto é mestre de ser. Minha rusga de certeza, vou poder mandar boca. Um grupinho que
sabe,
um putinho que
doce,
a missa lá sem falta, nunca tá perdoar hoje. Já vai agora lá.
O Fernando Alvim também ouve a Engenharia Rádio.
Olá, o meu nome é Fernando Alvim e sempre que venho aqui à Faculdade de Engenharia estou sempre a ver esta rádio. Isto é completamente viciante, pá, é incrível. São todos muito bons. O vosso programa do António Sal, pá, é incrível, é de uma grande imaginação. É a minha rádio favorita. É pena não saber agora dizer bem o nome. Deixem-me perguntar.
Como é que se chama?
Engenharia Rádio.
Ah, Engenharia Rádio. É excepcional.
Pronto. A Engenharia Rádio. A tua rádio.
So, now we are in Christmas time. We want to ask you about a message about Christmas.
Yes, I wish everyone a happy, happy Christmas and a happy new year. And in my language, Feliz Natal para toda gente e Bom Ano Novo.
So, thank you.
Yes, thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Now you have a song about Christmas too, right?
Yes, it's especially for this season. This Christmas season, it makes me cry.
Okay, so just listen. Thank you.
And see you next time.
Se a senhora é mulher honrada para comer mão lá na chave de Bambaú, para tirar uma oferta grandiosa, para repartir a todos os nossos companheiros. Porque Jorge é um homem de má consciência, onde é que ele vai, tira mais e deixa menos. Odaka, odaka, spotita daka, spokatita daka, da manda Jorge para remeter. Porque Jorge é um homem de má consciência, onde é que ele vai, tira mais e deixa
aquele bar, tira mais e deixa menos.
Porque Jorge é um homem de má consciência. Porque quer vai, tira mais e deixa menos.
E obrigada, fez oferta grandiosa. Dá-nos vida e saúde, vá ao outro lado para não tornar bem.
Porque Jorge é um homem de má consciência. Onde quer vai, tira mais e deixa bem. Porque Jorge é um homem de má consciência.
Engenharia Rádio.